When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Okay.
Okay.
I know.
I must say that I have spent an entire week trying to understand the position. And I, you know what, of the people that voted for Trump, and it's not a political show, obviously. But there's no way to kind of look. There's no way to not at least touch upon it. And I in trying to understand, because actually, I literally have been listening to Fox News. I mean,
why?
Because I want to understand.
Oh, I got you.
What they're okay. saying, because by the way, like, it's fascinating. You'll be on CNN. And they'll say something, right? Like, this, you know, the sky is blue and it's the end of the world. And then Fox News is like, the sky is blue and it's heaven. Yes. Like, they literally, they will tell you the same thing, but then they'll interpret it in a completely different way. And, you know, what my CFO at my company is this, and I say this out of love. He calls himself the redneck. Okay, this guy's from Elmira, like upstate New York. His name is Ray Cole. He's my CFO. He's a very smart guy. Really good guy, voted for Trump. No kids, single white guy, 50 years old. He's been Giancarlo's buddy forever. Giancarlo, who's Puerto Rican, right? Voted for Hillary. and Ray voted for Trump. And that allowed me to have a more civil conversation, right, with Ray than you can usually have with a lot of internet trolls. So the first thing is this. I bring this up only to try to help us understand each other.
Yeah.
And I've come to an interesting position. I actually think most of us want the same thing with regard to infrastructure and with regard to the economy. And honestly, even in some ways, I think most of us, or maybe not most, but like the majority of us, even socially, may want the same things. But I believe that we all have a very different opinion on how to go about doing that.
Hmm.
'Cause what I started to see is, you know, ultimately, if we put, let's put all the race, you know, 'cause look, here's the bottom line. No matter what, Trump did say, I grab women by the pussy and I can because I'm a star. Mm-hmm. He said it. It's not, he didn't, you don't know. He said that. He did say, when asked, are you going to repeal gay marriage? He said, are you going to put a justice in who would do that? Probably. He did say, you know, he did say, I'm going to build this wall and I'm going to deport 11 million people. He did say, you know, we should keep all Muslims out of the country and they should have to wear something identifying themselves. I mean, he did say, I'm going to lock up Hillary Clinton. He did say these things. And if you want her locked up, again, that's a different conversation. He said all the things people are talking about. He called women fat pigs. He made fun of other politicians' wives. This happened. It happened. So you have to acknowledge that he offended Muslims, he offended immigrants, and we're all immigrants, by the way, mm-hmm. Unless you're Native American. He offended African Americans, he offended women, he just did. It happened. It's not the liberal media. He said these things. He at rallies talked about beating the crap out of people. When, you know, I'd like to beat the crap out of him, beat that guy, hit that guy for me. I mean, this is not presidential. And in truth, I'll be honest, he has no experience. This is a guy, and this is what just hear me out, because I'm gonna tell you that I have heard what you guys want. Not that I can do anything about it, but I just want you to understand why there are people that don't like Trump. This is a guy that has said, oh, you know, we're going to make America great again. But if you look at his record, he manufactures everything out of the country. He doesn't care about you. Not at all. And then he buys steel from China. He, you know, because people are like, he's doing this for us. He doesn't have to. He's a billionaire. I'm like, have you looked at Homeboy's tax plan? You think he doesn't have an agenda? You didn't see the massive tax cuts for developers? You didn't see the wanting to get rid of and do away with estate tax? You didn't see that the highest tax bracket gets cut by 7% and the lowest tax bracket goes away and gets raised by 2%? I mean, this guy, I don't believe. I get what everyone wants. I don't believe, who wants Trump, that he's the guy. And that's where, when I look at this, I'm going, okay, you know, and these people want jobs. That's what I keep hearing. They want jobs and they feel totally effed by these trade deals. And, you know, they're withering on the vine. They feel that their morals have been diminished. They feel that people call them stupid. They're living hand to mouth. They think that liberals care more about chickens and cages than they do about, you know, people in the middle of the country feeding their family.
Yeah.
And, you know, they feel completely abandoned, completely demoralized, completely attacked. And they've been screwed by the government. And let me tell you, by the way, we all have. It's called lobbyists. It's called Citizens United. And the people on the left who wanted Bernie, they felt the same way. They did. They felt the same way. Everybody was like, the system is corrupt. Big business has bought off these politicians and they're out for themselves only. And, you know, and you know what? You're right. You're right. They all are. They are. Not all, but most. And, you know, I see it from a different perspective. I see it with regard to food policy. I see it with regard to the environment, and the two are one and the same. And, you know, it's like, I get it. I see it all. Believe me. When you see big food, why do you think there are trans fats in our food? I mean, I'm come at it from a different angle because I see how big food and big pharma and Monsanto are affecting the way these politicians legislate, without a doubt. And I also see, you know, things like net neutrality. When you have the media going in trying to control, you know, lobbying the politicians to take away net neutrality so that everybody gets an opportunity to expose their opinion and access the opinion of others. I mean, I see it all. I get it. I see it. I think we all see it. I think we all agree it's wrong. But I think the people who wanted Trump, he spoke to them.
Yes.
He spoke to them in a way nobody has. And they felt... and forgive me, but I believe you know, when you look at the end of the day, people are like, more minorities voted for Trump. No, they did not. No, they did not. All minority women voted for Hillary in the majority, except white women over 40. And I get it. I'm sure that you voted for your family because you're both, you and your husband might be struggling and you're out of work. But nevertheless, 70% of white women over 40 voted for Trump. But
yeah, he woke a sleeping giant.
And the thing also is that, so I think that what we're calling, quote, the elites, which is hilarious because I'm not a college grad. I dropped out of college. I'm a trainer. I wasn't born on third base like Donald Trump and then claimed to hit a triple. You know, I had nothing. I was on my own at 17. I work really hard and my programs deliver results and I've made a good living for myself because I'm great at what I do and I work my ass off. And I believe that I'm worth it. And I believe everybody else is worth it. I believe it's possible for everybody else. However, you know, the elites. I apparently am responsible. I've been, in the last several days on my Facebook page, I've been responsible for Benghazi. I've been responsible for people losing their jobs.
Now you know how Hillary feels.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's crazy. And they're like, you know, she's not perfect. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And guess what, Janice? I did do my homework. I mean, I watched videos of her in 2004 talking about how she believes in the sanctity of marriage. I know that she's flip-flopped her position. I know that, you know, there's all of this talk about the Clinton Foundation being pay to play. And you know what? I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not true. And I'm not going to tell you unilaterally that it isn't. I don't know. You know, I don't fully understand Benghazi. What I can say is obviously she didn't want four people to die. If she screwed up, then she screwed up. But I promise you, she wasn't like, I want four Americans to die today. That was obviously not the goal. So you can say, oh, you know, Hillary, she may have really effed up. As far as I know, she had many Senate hearings about this and was admonished, but she may have. You may be right. She may have really dropped the ball and four people died. But it wasn't because in her heart she said, I'm going to kill four SEALs today or whatever. You know, yeah. That was not the goal. And yes, she might have been, you know, we all know they take money from big business. We know it. We know. I get it. They all do. They all do. And I can see why people thought, oh, you know, Trump. But from on the other side of the coin, okay? So now, I get it. You need jobs. The system has screwed you over. I get it. I'm hearing you. You're right. And don't think that the people with money, I'm just going to speak frankly, don't think that the people with money don't want the middle class to have money. When the middle class doesn't exist, ain't nobody spending.
Yes.
No good. Nobody's staying in the hotels of real estate developers. Nobody's buying. Nobody's going to these restaurant chains. Nobody's going. Nobody has the money. So a strong middle class that has a, you know, some spending money and isn't living hand to mouth is good for everyone. It rises all tides. There's no reason anybody wouldn't want that. I think that we disagree on how to go about it. And so I'm going to tell you, just hear me out. If you wanted Trump, why the people that don't are rioting, why they don't respect him, why they are afraid. Because people on my page are saying, it's our turn. And I literally am like, it's everyone's turn. What are you talking about? Do you think that the young black guy on the freeway, you know, protesting because he's afraid every day he's going to get racially profiled by Stop and Frisk, has had a turn? Do you think he feels like he's had a turn? All of the immigrant families that are terrified for their lives or their friends being torn asunder. Muslim women who are getting their, you know, hijabs pulled off and children screaming, you know, you're going home. Trump doesn't like children of color. Like, they haven't had a turn either. Nobody's had a turn. Except guess who? Rich people.
White people.
Yeah. Donald Trump. Me. People like us. We've had a turn. And guess who's going to get more of a turn under his administration? More rich white people. And this is why people who don't want Trump, here's what we heard. We heard everything I just said. Build the wall. Beat that guy up. You know, grab him by the pussy. She's a fat pig. Look how ugly his wife is. We saw a man who was impulsive. We saw a man who was a misogynist. We saw a man brag about how he walks in on teenagers at the Miss America contest in the nude because he's the owner of the show. I mean, this is disgusting behavior. It's disgusting behavior. It's disgusting behavior. We saw a man hire Mike Pence, who is the most anti-LGBT politician in America. And people go, look at here he is holding a gay flag. He said he wants to be your president. Like, what are you talking about? He said he was going to repeal Obamacare, and now he's taking Hillary's position that he's going to reform it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep this part and this part because I looked at it now. Oh, because you never looked at it before you became president? You looked at it now. And now you're going to keep parts of it and, you know, get rid of the rest? This guy's making this up as he goes along. You cannot say things like I grab women by the pussy or hire a man, Mike Pence. Do you know the legislation this man has passed through against the LGBT community? You know, you should know, Janice. Do you know any of it?
Not really.
Okay. So the federal court, the Supreme Court said, gay marriage is legal in our land, right? So Mike Pence, in Indiana, if you lie on your marriage certificate, it's a crime, okay? Mike Pence takes this law and he does something with some sort of executive order or whatever, and he says it's not only a crime, but it's a $10,000 fine and 18 months in jail. And guess what? The form says bride, groom. And the form did not change. So for any same-sex couple that goes to apply for a marriage license, you are automatically a liar. Because one of you has to fill out, if you're two women, one of you has to write your name in,
right.
Groom, you're a liar. Then he said, I'm going to defund all this AIDS stuff and helping AIDS patients and AIDS research. And instead of, you could go, yeah, well, you know, yeah, well. Okay, fine. And then he turned it around and he said, but I'm going to put the money into conversion therapy for gays. Like it's 1950. Not a good guy. Not a good guy. Not a good guy. And, you know, this is what the LGBT community is seeing and hearing. So for those of you who are not gay, you don't know. You don't know. And for those of you who are black, you don't know what stop and frisk means to them. You likely have not been stopped and frisked if you are not black or Latino.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, the Latinos voted for him. Maybe they did. But the ones that didn't, this is what they're afraid of. This is what they are afraid of. You need to understand what they're afraid of. And it wasn't the liberal media who said these things. It was Trump. We've got the Klan out in the South again for the first time. Oh, forgive me. You know what else the black people saw? They saw a man who did not denounce the endorsement of the KKK. That's what people are seeing. So when you're seeing racism, homophobia, xenophobia, misogyny, we're talking about walking in on a 15-year-old with no clothes at a beauty pageant and bragging about it. We're talking about grabbing a woman by her private parts because you're a star and bragging about it. We're talking about not denouncing the KKK. We're talking about jailing or threatening to jail your political opponents. This is what we are hearing. This is why people don't like Trump. But let's put all of that aside. Now, people need jobs, people need jobs, people need jobs. Absolutely. You're right, you're right, you're right. Trump is saying global warming is not real. It's 95 degrees outside today. Okay, it's the middle of November. California has been in a drought for years now. Scientists, global warming, it's science. And even you're like, no, God will provide. God helps those who help themselves. Save your planet. This is real. It's real. And it's arguable, honestly, whether the ship has sailed. The window to save the planet is very narrow. We've got a guy that says, ah, I'm going to unravel the Environmental Protection Agency. So the farmers, this is what Paul Ryan said, the farmers can do their thing unencumbered. Who do you think those farmers are? Mom and pop farms? No. Monsanto. Cargill. Conagra. Who do you think that is? Who do you think he's talking about there? Where do you think the billions of dollars in subsidies go? And yes, corrupt politicians. Right again. But we're going to unravel the EPA. We're going to get the coal miners back to work. And Hillary didn't say, and I'm not saying she's perfect, and I'm not saying she's telling the truth, but she absolutely did not say we're going to shut down coal. She said we're going to very slowly and gradually transition people to clean energy jobs. My vision is create, and by the way, more, there are double the amount of jobs in solar than there are in coal. We're going to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement. We're going to defund global warming, you know, initiatives with the UN. This is real. And, you know, what you think right now is going to help your bottom line in 20 years. Your children aren't going to have a planet. This is real. And if we push it out to 50, your grandchildren will... Water will be the most precious. It's real. It's the real thing. And so when everyone turns around and says... Hey, you know what? You need to respect the government, the position and the office of the presidency. He showed no respect to so many people for 18 months. Respect is earned. It's not given. It's earned. And this man has not earned our respect. I have a black daughter. I have a son who's half Latino. My brother and sister are half Mexican. They're my half siblings. They are half Mexican. My business partner, he's Puerto Rican. My partner and I, Heidi, we're part of the LGBT community. My mother is, you know, her mother was an Austrian Jew who ran from the Nazis. And guess what? My dad is full-blown Arab, Middle Eastern descent, which makes me the exact same thing. I am not Muslim. They were Greek Orthodox. I don't subscribe to any particular religion, and I respect them all. But I would never brand an entire religion as bad. And at the end of the day, what the man has said and done is horrifying. And I get it. He's made you promises that you absolutely deserve. If you voted for him, you do deserve a job. You do deserve the corrupt politicians to be punished. But let's go back for one more second and look at the Bush administration. It wasn't Obama who deregulated all the banks when the housing market crashed. That wasn't Obama who did that. It's Republicans who deregulate everything. And it wasn't Obama who got us into the recession. And I'm not saying he's perfect. He's not. But at the end of the day, I would just say, try to understand why people are afraid of Trump. And you know what? Everybody who's afraid of Trump, try to understand those who voted for him. Yeah. Because you know what? I am trying. And I do believe we all want the same thing. And what I would ask is for everybody who voted for him, do me a favor. Then you should help us police him on a civil level. And we will try to get behind him in job creation, provided it doesn't utterly destroy the environment. I think that's a good plan. Anis?
Amen, sister.
When's lunch?
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
It's a shame that Cole's not here right now. She went to pick up food, but she sent me this article.
Yes, and now I'm getting nervous.
Well, it's come up in here before, and it came up the other day. I was doing a workout for Fit Fusion.
Yeah.
With the Tone It Up girls, and I doubt you know who these two are.
No, but I saw them. I saw a picture of you with them.
Yeah.
On something. I can't remember what it was.
They're okay. So. All right, the Tone It Up girls are, I'm sure a lot of you know who they are, Karina and Katrina, and they're like these pair of best friends, and they work out together, and they've just got this great, you know, they're very, just very cool, friendly girls.
Yeah, you've talked about them being very,
I just
really
love
cool.
The fact that, like, they're not bitchy, they're not competitive. They're just really lovely people. And I think that's what resonates with their audience is you feel like you're a member of the girl gang, you know? So anyway, we did this series for Fit Fusion and ToneItUp.com. Their little website's going to live on FitFusion and ToneItUp.com. And it's me and them, right? And we're calling it the Tone and Shred series. It's like these three workouts, abs and HIIT, total body, and booty, right? So each one of us teaches a workout. And at the end of it, they have this thing on their website, I guess they call Wine Not Wednesday. And it's like this little talk show. It's like this, you know, millennial Hoda and Kathy. So I stayed That's to funny. Do it with them. And they were like, what underwear are you wearing right now? And you know me, I was like, well, I just got done, you know, with the, and I was like, I'm commando right now. And then we got into this whole conversation about underwear, and they wanted to, it was called like camel something, like they wanted to create their own line of underwear. Anyway.
Not camel toe.
To protect against that, it was called camel something. I got to ask them.
Oh my God.
Or camel moose, pat, camel.
Moose knuckle. That's what I call it.
Camel something. Yeah, anyway, I can't recall, but like...
Camouflage! Was it really?
Yes!
Oh, really?
Yes! Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like I get a prize of some kind.
And they're like, don't you get rubbing? I'm like, oh, I've got some space. Nothing doesn't... in a couple inches there. Anyway.
What do you mean you got some space?
There's some space. It's not like... up. Look at my pants. Look at my sweats.
Oh, you mean the top and bottom?
No chafing.
Not...
Yeah, there's some...
Do you have thigh gap?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Is it bad if you don't have thigh gap?
I don't know. I just was thinking about when you said the space. I was thinking, was it horizontal or vertically?
There's some space.
You got a little...
Between your pants and your body.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
In the crotch area.
Thank you. Yeah,
Jillian, you always have... the space.
Space, yeah.
Yeah.
A little space in there.
Even when you're wearing dress pants, you got a little space.
Space.
Do you go commando even with fancy pants?
Depends on fancy pants.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, anything that's going to chafe, then no. But if there's room to breathe in there...
You'll just let your freedom fly.
I don't
fly.
Like swass. We talked about this.
I know.
Sweat. So Nicole sent me this article.
Yeah.
5 ways your underwear might be wrecking your workouts. And I said, you know what I thought? Finally. Someone's talking about it.
Okay. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Finally. Okay. So let's talk about this.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, because Katrina was wearing underwear. I'm like, how are you wearing underwear under your capri pants? And it, like, there's the butt floss. Why?
Okay.
How are you working out if you either are wearing butt floss or you don't have butt floss underwear and then it crawls into your butt? That's just unacceptable. And the first tip happens to be, by the way, go commando. Thank you.
With your tights on or tights,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, but then your bits, though, then your private bits are really actually quite, there's only a thin layer of thing between your private bits and that manky seat that you're sitting on.
No.
To do a
yes. Well, then you get into fabric. So you need a moisture-wicking fabric. You need capri pants with old panty liner in them. And you got to make sure, do the check. Turn around in the mirror and grab your ankles. Just make sure you're all good
there. Oh, you're
not.
But yeah. Still, though.
Wow,
still...
I've had a few yoga classes where I'm like,
oh. Oh, yeah, it's a surprise
every
time.
Oh, my God, I could have been could do a pelvic exam here. Stop it.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not natural. I still, though, am concerned, though, you're going to pick up some kind of STI.
No, no. And then they say that, like, the underwear can make you sweat too much, can give you, make your butt itchy.
Yes, that's true.
Make your butt itch.
Yes.
And you can have to, like, constantly dig your wedgie out, which is a no. And then they say, like, if the bra chafing bothers you, I would never use petroleum jelly because it's not good for you. But you could put, I'm sure, coconut oil there so you don't get more friction.
I've never had, but I don't
I
have
haven't either.
I don't have, yeah, I'm
but,
very not.
But yeah, if there's friction, I liked that note. I was like, okay. I sometimes get it with shoes, my spin shoes. So I'm going to try it with my spin shoes. Manus.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, Newsy. Yeah. What do you think, Neves? And then, so they say, okay, so here's what they say. Try going commando. They say Body Glide or Aquaphor, wherever the straps chafe, but that stuff is just not, isn't Body Glide lube, Jake?
I've never used Body Glide as lube.
What is Body Glide?
You're thinking of Astro Glide.
Oh, Astro Glide. Yeah.
But
by the way,
what?
Never use a water-based lube.
That's right. But
coconut oil is supposed to be a really good lube, by the way.
But I was just going to say that's
saliva.
Usually the
lots of bacteria in saliva, and a water-based lube can cause yeast infections and has a lot of chemicals. Think about that. You're putting that stuff right into your personal area.
Oof.
Yeah, no, not saliva.
And I thought
what are you, Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Remember that scene where the guy goes,
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, don't do that.
I'm just saying that usually lube in the sex shops is high quality, and that would be a good, makes sense.
Not water-based lube.
No, but what's
coconut
the other?
Coconut oil. There's a really good brand of natural lube. We've talked about this before. What's it called? I want to say it's called...
You mean sexy lube?
Sexy, yeah, but that would probably work. Hold on.
Where's
Nicole? You're not supposed to use water-based lube with...
No.
I'm sorry. You're only supposed to use water-based lube with condoms, right?
Oh, you are? See, this isn't... I don't know this. We need Nicole. Let me call her.
Because if you use any other kind of lubricant, it...
It breaks the condom.
It disintegrates it, yeah.
Really?
What are the options with lube then?
Let me ask her.
It's not water-based.
Coconut oil breaks the condom?
I don't know about coconut oil, but I know they always tell you never to use an oil-based lubricant when using a condom. Never, never, never oil-based.
Oh, I'm giving really bad. Hey, buddy, question. Do you have to use a water-based... Wait a minute. Do you have to use a water-based lube with a condom?
Only get water-based lube with condom. Not oil-based because it'll break it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I could look it up to be sure, but I'm pretty sure everything I've read says water-based only.
Yeah, that
water-based
makes
sense. Is so bad for your
what?
Personal area. All right, we're gonna have to do more. We need to do more.
Well, you're not gonna stick coconut oil up there.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on now.
No.
Coconut oil.
But you know what? Maybe a high-quality water-based organic lubricant. What would that be? We got
to
Google
here. You go to the sexy shop.
Oh, here's a thing called Good Clean Love. Almost naked.
Yeah. I've been to the sexy shop. And
Cara Gold Premier Personal Lubricants. Guilty pleasure. But yeah, but it's 95% organic. So what's the other 5%? I don't know. We'll have to do more work on this. Nicole... Are you sure you cannot use an oil-based lube?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm almost positive.
Here, Shape Magazine. Is coconut oil the new lube?
Why the hell would you stick oil in your giggy anyway? Who does that?
It's a lube. Don't use coconut oil if you're using latex condoms. You guys are right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, this is such bad advice I'm giving. Huh.
Well, so you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. No. All right, get back here with my lunch.
I'm on the 34. I'll be there shortly.
Bye.
1:34.
Okay, now wait a minute now.
Yeah. Oh, this took a turn.
Okay, wait a minute. We were talking about, where were we when
you got the lube? Yeah, the lube, underwear.
On the bra.
Fabric, on the bra. Thank you, Jake.
Chafing. Yeah, well, okay, coconut oil won't break your sports
Or you could
bra.
Also wear those, you know, when you have a steering wheel and you want to protect your hand, like a pad. Not a steering wheel. You know when your seat belt, and when you don't want, you wear a big...
What are you wearing? Were you sitting in a child's car seat?
No, like, you know, so it doesn't bother you. Your big pad. You know what? I don't know what to do. I don't have breasts that would facilitate that. So I don't know. Now, what's the other thing about the underpants? You know what I wear? I wear boys' sliders.
What's a slider?
Sliders are the pants that go, you know, like underneath
shorts?
Your... Nope. They're cut-off tights. And they got
shorts?
A little room for the pouch of stench up there.
Why do you want that, though?
Well, because I like to feel... I don't want a panty line in my tights. Sometimes I don't want a panty line, so they go down to here.
Do you know what I just discovered?
What?
Jake, do you take Mr. Wiener out of your underwear?
Oh, God.
Never. Wait, what?
Like, do you take it out?
Yes.
No.
So quickly.
Who does that?
I was wondering if people do.
Take Mr. Wiener where?
The hole. So first of all, it's not like a hole where you can just like kind of push it out. It's a flap and then an overlapping flap.
Yeah.
And it's like you got to open that up and then reach in and get your flaccid wiener out of there. And then it's like, it's uncomfortable.
Don't do that then.
No.
So why is that there then?
For when you're 16 and you're too embarrassed to take off all your clothes when you're having sex, so you just do that.
Shut up, really?
That's what I did that for a long time.
Shut the...
That's really, not what it's for.
I was insecure. I have really hairy butt. I was insecure, so that's what I did.
Wait a minute. Back it up.
What a visual.
What? It's really wrong. It reminds me of a really...
Let me ask Giancarlo.
Nobody does that, though.
Are you sure? No. Then why is it still in your underwear?
I don't know. Air... Because
Phoenix asked me about it because he was trying to figure out
why the hole is there.
Well, he said, I always lay his clothes out the night before. And I said, buddy, always the... Hey, bud.
Yeah. Hey, mama.
Quick question. You're on the podcast. So, you know that hole in the front of your underwear?
Yes.
Do you use that? Or do you just...
When I was younger and my business wasn't as gorged as it is now, I used to.
Oh.
But now I got to pull out the whole thing. Just the balls and all. Because...
Jesus.
You got to... Otherwise, you drip in your underwear. It's a whole production.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. What are your balls hanging out for?
Because you got to understand that you got to... If you constrict the sack,
oof,
in some way, shape, or form, you're constricting your ability to fully release your bladder. So
really?
If you let the sack hang out, everything comes out, then you can shake it properly. And even, you know, I'm so OCD that I will wash my hands before I go to the bathroom.
As you should.
The towel that I dry,
yeah,
I dry my hands with, I will actually keep in my hand. When I'm done peeing, I shake, and then I wipe the tip to make sure that there's no excess urine before I put my business back in my pants.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.
She's sending in line at Starbucks
right
now.
I'm telling you right now. So Phoenix.
Yeah. Just hung up on him.
Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
No. Listen. So he said, mom, and I said, always the thing with this slit, and then and I was like, oh, God, it opens. And then he's like, what's that for? And I was like, oh, my God, I guess that's to take out Mr. Wiener.
But
you have to go potty.
But both Jake and G
don't do
said,
that. Right,
no, but they
so.
Said that when they were young, though, they did.
They did take
so
out Mr.
Maybe,
Wiener that way.
Maybe
yeah.
Phoenix is allowed to do it for the first few years.
Also, yeah. If you're wearing boxer briefs that are tight on your body, you're definitely not doing that. You're just pulling those down.
Okay.
But if you're wearing loose, flowing boxers, maybe you are. I never wear those. I wear the briefs that stick to me. So
when you're standing in a urinal, are your pants around your ankles?
No.
How does that work?
You just undo.
Yeah.
And you just kind of pull.
Oh, you push down. Yeah.
You push down.
And you know, because the thing is, so a friend of mine, my friend's husband, was talking to me and he's like, listen, you need to tell your son to wash his hands before he pees. And he's like, I know. He's like, I know where my penis has been. He's like, why am I going to wash my hands after I pee?
Oof.
He's like, I leave the house in the morning, clean penis. He's like, I shake your hand. Oof. I touch your computer. Oof. I grab this coffee cup. I take this thing of money. Now my hands have been everywhere, and I'm going to touch my clean penis with those hands. He's like, always wash your hands, then pee. Oof. No, this is important.
It's just upsetting.
So I had to tell Phoenix. I was like, buddy, so here's, you know, wash your hands. Then pee, then wash your hands.
Wow. You got to have a lot of time when you go to the bathroom when you're a guy. I thought it was tough for a gal. The only time it's really tough for a gal is when we're wearing a pantsuit and you have to take the whole thing off.
A pantsuit? Like Hillary Clinton suit? Or
no,
like a onesie?
Like a onesie.
A romper?
You have to take the whole thing off when you go to the bathroom. So you're sitting...
You often wear rompers?
No. I'm just saying that... There has been an occasion, I don't know why, I had a onesie on. And you basically, you're sitting in there naked.
I would pay any amount, provided I had the money, to see you in a romper.
Just a, what do you mean? What if you're wearing a painter's suit? You have to take it all off. What do you mean a romper?
What
like
do you
adult,
mean
an
a romper?
Adult romper?
What do you mean a romper? You brought it up.
I'm saying...
We didn't bring that up,
a
one-piece
outfit. You know what? I don't have to pull out all my junk to go to the bathroom. That's a good thing.
It's fun. It's freeing. It's getting need some air.
Well, how do we always get on the wiener topic? It's just all
because I'm dealing with it.
That's why.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, because it's been.
Yeah, and you got to you know, it's a very strange place to be. So it's
that's
like
why? Okay,
and you know, he doesn't have poor guy. And, you know, I wonder what single moms must do the same thing. And it's like he doesn't have somebody to tell him how to, you know, do that stuff. And I never thought about that whole hole in the underwear thing.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I wear those sliders.
And teaching him to shake Mr. Wiener. It's a whole thing, Mr. Wiener. There's a whole thing to Mr. Wiener and how to wash Mr. Wiener. It's a Mr. Wiener. You don't want
to. Is he circumcised or uncircumcised?
We circumcised him.
Because if you're uncircumcised, that then you got, like, my sister's boys are all uncircumcised, and that was a thing. Look, she didn't, but her.
Look at her, they get infection. They could get an infection.
They learn to clean that stuff.
Yeah, he still has to clean all that stuff.
I mean, I don't know what
we still are. I'm like, bud, get the whole.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, so.
Nicole's back with the food.
And perfect timing.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So, since we cannot call Europe, I thought this was kind of cool. This is from Erica from Germany.
Oh.
And she said, I have a question. I currently live in Germany. I'm just days away from giving birth.
Cute.
She said, many women here choose to take their placentas afterward and turn them into some sort of pill or supplement.
It's called placentophagy.
Wow, there's a term. She said both for themselves and for the baby.
Yep.
She says, I don't want to eat it, but I thought if there was some really good benefit to this, I would do it.
Absolutely not. So, all right, we did a whole thing about this in my new book, Yeah, Baby, with our OBGYN, Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glenn. So in trying to trace this back, actually, to where it may have some legitimate foundation, and I don't mean that's substantiated, but, like, where did this actually come from other than one of the Kardashians? Because I think a Kardashian was doing it. They think maybe, like, Chinese medicine. There was some trend in some ancient traditional, maybe, possibly. Then one of the theories is like, oh, it helps with PMS. Oh, it boosts breast milk. None of that has been proven to be true. There are some women who are like, no, I absolutely swear by it. I absolutely swear by it. And in my opinion, I think it's placebo. There's just no reason for that to be the case. And then people will say, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and they can't use it for stem cell, right? Like there's no.
Oh, no, you do cord blood. Yeah, that's a huge thing. Cord blood is a big deal, but it's totally different.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so cord blood you do take for your kids. This is women will have the placenta dried and encapsulated. And first of all, it's an organ. So you need to make sure if you are really going to do that it's done the right way or it will rot. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you need to think about, let's just think about what the placenta's job is. It's to filter toxins from the infant, right?
I didn't know it was a filter.
Essentially. Can't filter everything, but yeah. And they've done studies and they found everything from all kinds of chemicals, toxins, mercury, heavy metals. It's like eating liver. It's a filter.
Right.
It's just, it's like, what are you doing? No. And people are like, well, you know, animals on the Serengeti do it. It's like, you're not a gazelle. Cows eat grass and turn it into protein. We're not ruminants. There's just not a lot of logic to that sort of theory. And so the argument is, A, there's no substantiated benefit to it. B, there are foods that have been proven and lifestyle choices you can make to boost breast milk and fight PMS, and omega-3s are one of them. Finding a clean, mercury-free source of omega-3 is a much better step.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just one of your options that have been, you know, shown to help. It can have toxins in it, as I mentioned, and heavy metals. Why take that chance? It can be prepared and stored incorrectly and you can get very sick, why take that chance? And honestly, think about what mad cow is. Like, we, you know, it's animals eating other animals. It can, you don't, you do not, humans should not be eating human organs.
Well,
it's
and
a no.
And I think it's really important what you just said, especially when we don't know what we're doing with it.
No.
Properly.
No. You don't placentophagy. No, no, and no. If you do choose to do it, then again, you know, the book is a judgment-free zone. But I would just simply say you need to be really careful about how it's prepped and stored and so on.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even know who...
Nick, it's not like you could... Yeah.
It's not like you can look in the phone book and go placenta specialist.
No, probably could. Yeah, well, that's the one thing I actually, now that I think about it, I didn't say. Heidi actually knows somebody. We are going to alienate ourselves from everybody we know with this book because we, you know, we live in California and the kids, there's a lot of, you know, rich people can be very granola because they have the luxury of being very granola, right? So one of the moms at my son's school that Heidi really likes and has become very friendly with, that's her job. She encapsulates placentas. And
wow.
I'm like, well, that friendship's going to end for you in a couple weeks. And the other one, like another, my friends, there's a Japanese couple and they're really cool. And they've got a little boy and a little girl, Lou's age and Phoenix's age. And my son is in love with this little girl and Lou is in love with a little boy. And their parents are awesome, right? So we went over to their house for a play date and the whole thing. And the mom goes, this is where I gave birth to my daughter, in the bathtub. And I was like, oh, no. Only because... I go, what if, because, you know, Heidi had a host of complications occur, right? And I go, what if something went wrong? And she goes, it wouldn't. And I was like, okay. And I mean, obviously it didn't, but I thought she's going to be really pissed because, and again, it's a judgment-free zone, but we definitely address like, hey, you know, a host of things can go wrong. Here's what can go wrong. And in my family, I advocate for safety first, then organic.
Right.
For me personally.
Yeah.
So yes, a hospital and the downside and the procedure, blah, blah, blah. But you know, we talk about all that stuff and navigating it and how to make the environment homey. And you know, do you want the vitamin K drops or do you not want the vitamin K drops? We go through all that stuff. You know, it's like we address all of it. Dr. Gordon, our pediatrician, addresses it. But at the end of the day, like having lived through Heidi's delivery, things go wrong. And I just would never want to take a chance. And that's where I am on vaccines. I'm like, look,
yeah,
I just can't. I mean, now it's mandated, but I can't risk my son getting measles. Mm-hmm. And even my pediatrician's like, it will never happen. I'm like, if the chance was one in a million, I wouldn't take it, man. Could kill him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I wouldn't take it. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your kid, although the state is now. And but I mean, it just, you know, I just, so how do we get on this? Oh, eating your placenta. Yeah. Based on everything that myself and her top notch OBGYN, Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glenz, has advocated for, you know, there's absolutely no reason and no proven benefit and a lot of potential downside. And for whatever it is you're looking for, be it mitigation of postpartum or breast milk supply, there are many other things, nutrition and lifestyle, that can make an impact. And we do talk about it all that in the book.
All right. There it is. There you go, Erica, in Germany. All right.
Want some placenta? Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. I want to talk to you.